on 702.
It's coming up for 15 minutes to 9 o'clock. This is the Karima Brown Show. You are listening to 702. Now, the SABC boards and top management have been told to carry out a skills and salary audit before pressing ahead with plans to cut jobs at the public broadcaster. They appeared before Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Communications today. As it's been reported, the SABC is technically insolvent. It's in talks with unions over plans to restructure and cut costs, which could see 981 permanent employees retrenched and the loss of about 1,200 freelance jobs. We also know that the Special Investigating Unit has told the committee that it is now on the hunt to recover the funds that the SABC lost through the irregular contracts, promotions, appointments and pay hikes. The SIU head advocate Andy Motibe told Parliament that the unit sought to recover 21.7 million rand from Mr. Motsoeneng alone for irregular appointments, dismissals and promotion. The unit also said that the former SABC CEO, Mr. James Aguma, would be held accountable for any role he played in clearing contracts found to be irregular. Well, to discuss the matter, I'm now joined on the line by the chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Communications, Professor Hlengiwe Mkhize. Professor Mkhize, good evening. A warm welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karen. Good evening to the listeners.
Now, of course, the situation doesn't look good. We have interviewed several unions. We have invited the SABC board, but they've chosen not to speak on the matter. We've also invited executives of the SABC. They've chosen not to speak on the matter. But what the unions are essentially saying is that why don't you try and attach the properties of Mr. Motsoeneng to recover these monies? Why don't you try and recoup the monies that were wastefully spended instead of starting with retrenchments and, of course, getting rid of people? Is that the sentiment that the committee also shared, Professor Mkhize?
Well, the committee invited the SIU first to get progress in terms of the presidential proclamation, which allowed them to carry out investigations and to hold whoever is accountable. So basically, there has been a tension in the sense that the portfolio committee wanted facts in terms of names, numbers, and figures as to how they get to a decision that they've taken of putting out notices and embarking on the labor relations section 189, which talks to retrenchments. So in a way, I think the portfolio committee was assisting them that embark on an open due process so that you don't target those you don't like. And now, also the issue of the skills audit.
Yeah.
The portfolio committee was firm in terms of saying to do this, first of all, we have to put a moratorium and stop recruiting top level officials with huge perks. While they are talking retrenchments.
Now, Professor Mkhize, we've seen someone like Robert Marawa, for example, was at the center of a row, and it involved the COO of the SABC and the amount of money that he's getting. And of course, there's also, I asked, for example, the Communications Union last night, because they had an alliance with Mr. Motsoeneng. A lot of their members, for example, were fast-tracked, promoted irregularly and were paid huge salaries. And I asked them if they had managed to get from the board how many of their members are implicated, and they were not able to tell us. Was the board able to give you a figure of how many people were irregularly appointed and how much it cost the SABC?
Well, you see, that's what has been causing tension, because the members of the portfolio committee wanted facts and figures in terms of names and the amount, the relevant amount. And the reports that we've had so far have not been able to help with that.
Mm.
Even in terms of the skills level.
So you don't actually have an actual audit that says out of the 700 people that work at the SABC, 200 has matric, 300 has degrees, and 100 has work experience, you know, over 25 years. You don't have that kind of granular information in front of you.
No, we don't have it now. We had previously approved the stress plan.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about a very specific and a critical situation where they are even talking about a bailout of about 3 billion.
Yes.
And we have been saying to them, look, for those processes to go through, even through cabinet, even for the two portfolio committees, the one in communication and finance, to meet, interrogate the figures and the projections, you have to have facts in front of you.
Yes.
So there has been a difficulty in the sense that each time they came back, they were sticking to what they were saying, retrenchment. And we looked at the commissioner's summary. It was more or less along the same lines as we were thinking, that there should be a proper consultation and there should be an agreement before even the process resumes, is initiated in December.
So if I understand you correctly, Professor Mkize, would it be correct to say that the committee had instructed the SABC to put the retrenchment process on hold and get all these other processes going first?
Yeah, definitely. And when you look at the summary, the commissioner's summary, that parties must cooperate and act jointly in reaching consensus in this process. And, you know, it's an independent CCMA's commissioner's summary, which is a completely in line with what we have been saying to them, that they are creating a very unhealthy atmosphere at the SABC where people, it's a huge number of people. And you don't know how they get there. They subjectively have reasons and they know how they get there. We respect that. But in this process, we do believe anyone who has to cooperate and support them must be convinced and be able to defend the positions that are taken. So next week, we plan to meet with the unions because the portfolio committee felt, look, we cannot keep on going back to the same board and the board is not cooperating. We have to bring the new in this institution.
Maybe
bring the workers who have been there over years to also throw some lights as to how to move forward.
Yeah, but Professor Mkize, it's also important to remember that even though the board is new, a lot of the workers who were there actually colluded with Claudi. To what extent is the committee prepared to actually go after those people? Because the SABC 8, for example, has named a list of people that they called enablers that made the policies of Claudi Motsoeneng work at the SABC. And those people are still there. Like I said, the Communication Workers Union cannot deny that they had a strategic alliance with Mr. Motsoeneng because he relied on their political muscle to push through some of his positions. So if you're going to be meeting with the trade unions and the workers, what is your message going to be to them besides the fact that you want the board to have a different process? Are you going to ask them to also come clean on the role that they played in the capture of the SABC?
You know, we have allowed that space to management to cooperate with the SIU and also to share with us as much information as possible in line with the proclamation that was signed by the president.
Professor Mkize, can I ask you a very frank question? Ms. Nomsa Peliso, who is in a very powerful position, there are rumors that her name is on the list of the people that were inappropriately promoted and rewarded. Can you confirm this? Have you seen this list? Is there any truth to this rumor that is doing the rounds?
Well, I haven't seen. I might have to double check, all the names of people who are implicated, but we did get a report yesterday. I definitely cannot confirm straight away whether that name is there.
The report that you got, Professor, what was it?
Well, it spoke to, of course, from the SIU, they spoke about phase one of the project.
Yes.
And what
does that mean, phase one?
Well, they had to decide, because they said it was such a huge task that they had to do, to look at different aspects of this institution. And so they then have got people that have been formally charged, and some people have been disciplined, and others resigned. Others they just found evidence that indicated that there were irregularities in the awarding of contracts.
Okay, Professor Mkhize, I'm just going to bring in the head of Labor Law Services at Solidarity, one of the unions that, of course, has a material benefit or a material interest, let me rather put it that way, to this process. Mr. van der Bijl, do you think that the report that Professor Mkhize received has the names of the transgressors in them, and also the amounts of money that the various people got?
Good evening, Karima, and listeners. Karima, I must be honest with you, I'm not sure which reports she received, although I think privy to also some reports stating certain names as to persons that can be implicated, irregular appointments and the like.
So just quickly, the reports that you've seen, Mr. van der Bijl, does it have Ms. Nomsa Peliso's name in it as someone who has benefited irregularly and who was promoted irregularly?
Karima, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not sure. I can try to find out for you, but at this point in time, I don't have a list in front of me, but I'm not sure. But yeah, as I stated throughout the matter, it's quite strange that the SABC doesn't start with canvassing these types of issues. You said that there's irregular appointments, certain amounts that has been paid, and yet they continue to proceed with the retrenchment process. It's illogical. I cannot, for the life of me, understand why they intend to proceed with these retrenchments, and yet you know of individuals that received irregular appointments and irregular amounts. Start with them. Start with dealing with them, and thereafter, if that route has been exhausted, you can proceed with possibly retrenchments. But yeah, yet again, it seems that Flory's dictatorship is continuing till today.
We've technically run out of time, but Professor Mkhize, just quickly, we see that the committee has expressed its support for the SIU and the SABC filing an application under Section 162 of the Companies Act to declare that former SABC board members to be delinquent directors and to have them placed under an order of probation for failing to act in the best interest of the SABC. Does that effectively mean people like Mr. Ben Ngubane cannot serve as directors of other companies?
Well, once a due process has been followed, all affected people under his watch, when these things happened, they will be named, and if he falls into that category, he will equally be affected.
All right, that is where we will leave it. Thank you very much. That is the chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Communications, Professor Hlengiwe Mkhize, and we also spoke to the head of the Labour Law Services at Solidarity, Mr. Anton van der Bijl.